Well, good afternoon. Good to have you all here today. Appreciate it. This is a little bit earlier than you're accustomed to, 2 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. So we'll see if it makes a difference in your recitations. Do we have a microphone ready to go? Is there a microphone back there? Do you have it there, Christopher? All right. Then we may make use of that in our recitations. That really helps. Some of you are very soft-spoken, and even with the microphone, there is sometimes difficulty hearing you. All right. We have the ABCs in the recent weeks. Did you notice that? Answered prayer starts with an A. Burdened people starts with a B. Christ peace starts with a C. Death is not the end starts with a D. So all your helping little clips here, we're all alphabetized. Last week we gave you instruction in Jesus' resurrection. Psalm 32:8 and Mark 9:31. And that's where we could start if we have students that have worked on those verses. And then for today, we'll give you 2 Peter 1:3 and John 6:63. And by the way, this is our last class, but that does not mean that you won't have further recitation opportunities. We can use next week to do some recitations if you work on your verses this week and can recite them for next week. I've got prizes for those that have been working on their verses, and I have extra prizes for those that can do all 12 of the recent module. And I have extra prizes for those that can do all 40 from top to bottom, as Christopher did this morning on the microphone. All right. So who wants to do Psalm 32:8? It has to do with instruction. Psalm 32:8. Did anyone prepare that verse? Nobody. Well, then, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Now, who's the eye in all this? I will. Who's I in this verse? Do you know? Yeah, God's the eye in this verse, isn't he? God's our instructor. God's our teacher. God's our counselor. God has his eye on us. Do you think that's awesome? I think that's real awesome. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So here's a good verse for next hour, right? Or next week. We don't have a next hour. Next week as we resume that series as well. Okay. Did you do a King James version of that one? What's the King James version of that one? Can we get a microphone to Mrs. Blair? Oh, I know it's okay. It's very okay. It's going to be more than okay, though, if we get the microphone here.
Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou shouldest go, and I will guide thee with mine eye.
Excellent. Guide thee with mine eye. That's outstanding. Thank you. Do we have any other translations? New King James, NIV, Holman? I will instruct you and show you the way to go. With my eye on you, I will give counsel. That's the new Holman translation. As I've said, I've started to get more and more fond of the Holman translation with each of these verses as we come to them. Instruct you and show you the way to go. With my eye on you, I will give counsel. All right. Jesus' resurrection in Mark 9:31. Who worked on that this week? I don't know. Somebody must have. No one? Was this a bad week? Was this a bad month? Okay. I actually, well, then we're going to have to go to some alternate recitations then, because I do want to get as much participation as possible from the children. The verses that they do know, we'll work on those. And then I promise Zoe a second opportunity to run through her 12. Do you want to do that now? You want to do that later? All right, let me know. Then... Who has a verse to recite? Any verse? Microphone? We got a microphone here? Oh, I thought you were volunteering to recite something. Chris, bring the microphone over. Let's get Lily an opportunity. And Carrie, you got a verse to recite? Go ahead. We'll get you on a microphone. What verse are you going to recite for us tonight? Just talk right into there. You can hold it. And talk right into it.
In hope hope does not disappoint.
Hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has done something? What has the love of God done? Been shed abroad somewhere? Where? In our hearts? Wow. Through maybe the Holy Spirit? Yeah. That's great. Love does not disappoint. That's awesome. Love does not disappoint. Thank you. Thank you. Love does not disappoint. All right. We'll get you next after we get Lily. Is Lily ready? Does she have one? Speak into the microphone, please.
Actually, I have 5.
Oh, wow. Well, come on up here then. If you got 5, you got to stand up here. All right. There you go.
John 15:9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. And then John 10:11. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And then John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not be terrified. Do not be I don't remember that one.
Okay.
But John, I don't remember the verse for this one. It was also with something, but be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. And then John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And just one more word. I've known the verses of... I even know some of the verses from long, long ago.
All right, good job. All right, that's outstanding. Okay, I will have prizes for Lily. You have a verse? Stand right here.
Yes, she already took my verse.
That's okay. We allow repeats. We allow repeats. You got to talk into this, though. Okay?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
John 3:16, that's it. Excellent, very good. Good job. And have you done that? Have you believed in him? Have you received everlasting life? That's outstanding. I have too. That's great. That is absolutely... Okay, come on up, Cameron. What verses do you have? Or verse? Okay, well, give us some.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Romans 5:5. For the wages of sin... Romans 5:5. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us.
Mm-hmm.
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
You remember where that one is? Romans 6. Okay, you got another one?
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
There you go. Where's that one?
Romans 8:28.
3:23. Any more? Okay. Good job. That's so awesome. Lily and both of you guys, and you too. The eyes just start, you can see the thinking and the wheels are rolling and that's outstanding. All right, who else has verses for us tonight? Are you ready yet? Okay, come on. Oh, you find your cards. Okay.
Matthew 18:19, answered prayer. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Matthew 11:28. Burdened people, come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John 14:27. Christ's peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. 1 Corinthians 6:14. 19, death is not the end. And God both raised up the Lord, but will also raise us up by his power. Jeremiah 32:40, everlasting covenant. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their heart, so that they will not depart from me. Joshua 1:9, God's presence. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
You skipped Psalm 103:12.
Oh.
It's okay.
Psalm 103:12, forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgression from us.
And then Joshua 1:9, which you just said, and then Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 36:26, heart and spirit. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Psalms 32:8, instruction. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Mark 9:31, Jesus' resurrection. And he taught his disciples and said to them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise on the third day. 2 Peter 1:3, knowledge of God. For as his divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. John 6:63, life from the Spirit. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. These words they speak to your spirit and they are life.
That's it. Good job. Okay, that's all 12, so there's a prize for that. All right, yes, sir, come on up.
John 3:16. And hope doesn't disappoint because the love of God has poured out through the Holy Spirit just has been given to us.
Romans 5:5. Good job. Okay. You got another one? Come on up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so John 15:9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right, adults, we're looking bad. Oh, Carrie, come on up here. Yeah, can you come up here? Everybody else is coming up here. You can just stand right here. That's a pretty dress. There you go. Okay, what's your verse?
Romans 5:5, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out down our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us.
There you go. Good job. Another one? Come on up.
Romans 5:5, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out through the Holy Spirit who was just given to us.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. This could go on all day. This is great. Now, are you working on these right now?
Yes, we are.
And if I take this away, are you going to have some verses too?
I still have
them. This is awesome, though. This is good. Whose handwriting is this? This is yours? These are beautiful. These are absolutely beautiful. Thank you for working on these. All right, come on up. And Cameron, I'll get you next. Yeah. All right.
John.
No.
15. John 15.
Six?
Six. Greater love than this. Greater love than this.
That one would lay down.
One will lay down for his friends.
Okay, good job. Okay. Nice try. Cameron. Good job.
John 15:6. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friend.
It's actually John 15:13. I gave the wrong verse.
John 15:13.
Okay. All right. Another one? All right, last one. John 15:13. The one you just heard?
Yes.
Okay.
Greater love has no one than this, than that someone lay down his life for his friends.
There you go. No, that's good. Now let me ask you, who laid down his life for his friends?
Jesus.
Jesus, okay. But were we his friends when he laid down his life for us, or were we his enemies when he laid down his life for us? Yeah, it's kind of interesting that we were actually his enemies at the time. And that's how we became his friends, because he laid down his life for us. And that is what makes it so awesome and so powerful, because, yeah, he died for our sins. That's right. And we didn't have anything we could do for him. Do you know that? You know that? I mean, if you love, do you have another verse for us, Carrie? Come on. All right, come on up. I'll give this back to you, too. I don't want to steal it. All right. That's excellent, though. I like that handwriting.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
There you go. John 3:16. Good job. Good job. Okay, this is going to be my last one. Come on, Cameron, you get the last one. And then we've got to start getting the adults. Adults, you're falling behind here.
All of us, like sheep, have gone astray, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
Outstanding. Where's that? Isaiah?
Isaiah 56.
Close. You got it. 53, verse 6. Okay, cool. You got it right there, too? Awesome. All right. Doug, you got a recitation? Come on up. Put it to music. All right. You know, God did the same thing. It's called the Book of Psalms.
I put music to John 15:9.
Okay.
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you.
Amen. All right. Oh, the parents do. The parents get toys. You mean the books, the prizes? They do. I've given out prizes. In fact, Irma got 2 prizes when she ran 30 verses in a row one night. Irma's got some wonderful prizes. All right, and I'm giving Christopher some adult prizes. Not a car, no. That would be a good prize, wouldn't it? All right. Luke, you have a verse? Come on forward, would you please? Young people may not know Mr. Zoller, but this is Luke, and he's got some verses for us. He can do how many he wants.
Okay. For 2 Peter 1, grace and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and Jesus our Lord, seeing that through his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and to godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us through his own glory and excellence.
Amen. Thank you. That's outstanding. That's actually a wonderful example when our verse is a small verse to grab the larger context, the verse in front, the verse after, get a larger selection for that. All right. Other adults. Other adults. Who have I not called on yet? You don't have to sing like Doug. You don't have to. So, Stephen, you have a verse? Have you been working on it? Come on, bring us a verse.
John 14:6. I am the way. Jesus said unto them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And Isaiah 53:6. It's one of my favorite verses from the Messiah by Handel. It is one of the most moving parts of that piece. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And I know that's not all of that verse.
But that's good. That's excellent. Thank you. Good job. See, the value of having these verses in your heart means you don't have to go home and pull out a notebook or pull out a Bible or look something up, because you don't have time to do that when you're in traffic. And that's when you need your verses, or you're in the workplace, or conflict arises. Okay? If the word's not there, it's too late to get it there. You need it there ahead of time. Thy word I have hid in my heart. What's the rest of that verse say in Psalm 119? I might not sin against thee. Yeah. You know, we could do the entire hour where I give you half a verse and make you finish it. That'd be kind of a good exercise. All right. Who else has a verse? I haven't called on. Matt, do you have a verse? Been working on any of these? Susie, come on up, Susie. That's okay. The address is not as far.
Okay. Standing in front of everybody. A little,
just pretend they're not there. Yeah.
Somewhere in the Bible. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for sheep.
That's beautiful. That's it.
And nor height nor depth nor any other creature or any other living thing. So be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, which I know I screwed that up somehow. But
no, that's awesome. You got it. So where is the Good Shepherd passage? What chapter? Good Shepherd. What chapter? John 10. Okay. And height nor depth nor any other created thing?
Romans something.
Romans 8:38. All right.
Romans 8:38. And I did memorize recently Matthew 18:19.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For if any, it's truly, I say to you, or something like that. If any two of you on earth agree about anything, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. The pronouns get me screwed up on that
mm-hmm.
one.
That's so a tough one.
You and they. And the same as I don't understand why mm-hmm. it switches. And, of course, the ones that they said over and over again, I'll just
Romans 5:5?
Romans 5:5.
The love of God.
This hope does not
hope does not disappoint, right?
For the love of God, which has been poured out to through the Holy Spirit. Now I'm all screwed up. But I feel like I know it. Thank you. That is the way it goes, for mm-hmm. sure. Okay. Well, anyway, I think I'll
okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. You have a verse? That could be. That's all right. Yeah, that's more than okay. Right.
I don't have the address, but
we'll find it. Okay.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understandings in all your ways. Trust in, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path clear, straight.
Very good. Outstanding. And who has the verse? Where's that found? Proverbs 3. Okay. Mom, you have a verse? The children are good at volunteering their parents. That's real good. You know, I was 5 years old. And come on. Yeah. No, you have to. Come on. When I was 5 years old, I volunteered my mom to be a den mother.
Galatians 5:25.
Okay.
I don't get good in front of the crowd. They'll probably pass out. No, I just forgot it.
You want a fruit of the Spirit passage?
No.
No?
5:25.
If we live by the Spirit?
If we live by the Spirit, we must all stay in step.
Let us also walk
Let
by
us
the Spirit.
All no. Yeah.
Oh, keep
no.
in step, the NIV translation.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay, good job. Okay. I'm sorry. I messed you up. That's NIV. Good. Good, good, good. I'll take her word for it when she raises her hand. We're not going to force folks to come up. This is a grace ministry. Does Gina Blair, you probably have some more. And Shannon has some more. Shannon, you haven't been up here yet. Do you have a verse? No? Why were you ducking behind the seat? Oh, you're okay. You want to do all 40 again? No. Okay. You did find this. Right. No, it's okay. You did yours. I appreciate you doing yours last hour. That was good. Zoe, do you have some more?
Not from scripture memory.
Sure. Come on up. We're back to the children again.
This is either from Hebrews 1:11 or Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
11:1. Okay. Good job. All right. You got to quit pointing to other people. All right. Doug? Okay. Oh, that's a tough one. I've tried that for years. All right.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's anything worthy of any excellence and anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
That's it. All right. You got more? Two more. Where do these come from?
Okay.
Psalm 32. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Romans 5:5. This hope does not disappoint us because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
There you go. Thank you. Well, we've heard that one a lot. All right. Another one.
Well, I have composed two
melodies for CEF verses. What are the CEF verses? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, if you have been thinking about helping with CEF, then Sid Anderson is who you want to talk to, because they can use some help.
Ephesians 5:17. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Ephesians 5:17. And then James 4:17. Anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. James 4:17.
Wow. There you go. Well, let's put that on our next radio ad. That ought to be, that's a verse jingle right there. All right. Appreciate all the volunteers and all the scripture verses. I'm going to close in prayer, and then we're going to have... come up here to my magic box, and I'll have the prizes. Magic box, yeah. You like magic box? All right. And there are two more verses for next week. What's that? Right. Yeah, there are two more verses for next week. Knowledge of God from 2 Peter 1:3 and life from the Spirit, John 6:63. So if you work on those this week and you come to me next week to recite those, then that's what you want to be working on for this coming week, okay? And if you can do all 12 next Sunday, if you can do all 12 of these, then we'll have extra prizes as well, okay? One more. There's always one more. Now we've done enough. All right. So I want to thank everybody who did recite, and appreciate the parents that were working with the kids on this. I think you did five.
Is there a
prize? Oh, there's a prize for five. Yeah, there's a prize for five. All right. But there's a double prize for 12. So you got another week to work on that maybe, huh?
Holy mama.
Yeah. All right. Let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for your word, and I thank you that we have the blessing to be able to hide your word in our heart, to memorize these, Father. And it is a joy and it is a delight, and I pray that you would continue to bless us as we continue to memorize, as we continue to live our lives consistent with that which your word has revealed. We thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, with thanksgiving. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. All right. Hold on. We're going to start with the double prizes, and then we'll hand out what we have left. Oh, let's not do that.